Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
It'll never fall to you. Facebook, Ustream, we are all over the place. Welcome to another session of Sanity. We're here with the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and I do mean part of the solution. It's the only way we're going to win. When you get engaged, when you get involved, we win. Right? We're seeing it more and more. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the first break. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And, must be one of them cool names from the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Yozo. Man, I tell you what, I had so many stories to choose from. I didn't even know where to start. I was so excited with all the good stuff that's out there. As you heard yesterday, Larry Elder beat the case in California. He will be on the ballot. And, I shouldn't say we're trying like he's avoiding. I mean, everybody's tugging on him right now. So we are going to get him on the show and discuss with him again. What's he going to do when he gets in? What are some of the things that he could change? How can he work at truly making a difference here? Because if you don't think about the California legislature, and I just had this ago around, if you would, with a friend of mine, as to what he could actually get accomplished. Now, if he starts signing executive orders like crazy, then you know you're going to have a problem, because it makes him. And again, I'm not picking on the guy, because I wouldn't do that. I think he's in it for all the. I mean, of most of the people I know, I think he's in it for all the right reasons. He really does want to change the way California operates. He really does want to make a difference here in California. You know, and God bless him for doing it. There's a lot of people get in these races. They do the got to get their name out there. You know what I'm saying? So, but he's not. He truly wants to make a change. He truly believes that he's got a state to save. On his show, he always says, you've got a country to save. Well, you've got a state to save. Yeah, well, I'll do that later on. I was going to do a story about how, California's water woes were brought on by, come on, give me a guess. Actually, I'll give you 15 guesses. Your first 16 don't count. You know what I'm saying? California's water woes was actually brought into being by the Democrats who run the state. Because they really don't care. Anyway, again, always, always, always pleasure to have you with me. And I really do mean that sincerely. There is so much happening. It's hard to keep up with it all. The Los Angeles Times received a bunch of letters to the editor as to why, ready? Black listeners, which is not true, but you got to have some fun with the LA Times. Why black listeners started a boycott of Larry Elder's advertisers. The columnist Gene Guerrero stated that when Larry Elder was a local radio talk show host, he not only repeatedly twisted crime statistics to portray black people as more violent than whites, he also vilified African-American political, religious, and community leaders. Now, see, what they're talking about here is he actually gave real numbers. He didn't twist any numbers. It's just like when the gun haters will say to you that the U.S. is what the among the top three most violent, usually they say number one, but top three most violent gun countries in the world. But there's so many things they don't take out of that. They make it sound like the violent, like everybody's running around with guns shooting people every day. Like police are out there shooting people. They pull into that police shootings, suicides, accidental shootings. Anytime a gun goes off and injures someone, they call that a violent crime. And when they talk about mass shootings, I think we've been to this before, three or four or more, they go down the same road with that, too. They take those numbers. So when there's a robbery, and there's two guys involved in a robbery, or three people involved in a robbery, that's now a mass shooting. It's ridiculous. It's not real numbers. When you take out all the fluff numbers, we had down at like 27 or 29. And on top of that all, even when you get that all laid out, do you honestly believe that most of these third world nations are really truly going out of their way to report the real numbers? I'm sure they're doing that. Oh, yeah, the World Health Organization wants to know how many people got shot last week. Tony, how many people got shot? Seven? Good, seven. Seven's a good number. This is ridiculous. And then vilifying African-American politicians, religious, and community leaders? Yeah, he does. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, black religious leaders. Al Sharpton owns $4 million. It's funny how they never mention the fact that how much back taxes that man owes in anything they discuss. And everything happens to be... Everything happens to be Trump's fault, or, you know, Trump's taxes that weren't paid. What about his kids' taxes? They're always, remember Romney? Said Romney had never paid any taxes. How come they didn't bring up the fact?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
And all, for all means. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Joe Mazzini Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on. Let's just, we might as well kick it off and start having fun now. Yeah, you. Stick around for. You know what I'm talking about. You.
I like that. Let's kick it off and start having some fun.
Well, what else are you going to do? Going to cry?
Well, we won't be doing that. We don't do that, man. We don't be doing no crying. No butter.
No, we don't do no crying. Men don't cry.
No.
So stop that.
Yeah.
Boy, did I take a... Hey, did I take a beating? Somebody had released a story that said that... You're going to love this. You'll enjoy this. Somebody had released a story that said that I was running for city council. And a local city council. So immediately, you know, the left goes into high gear, right? Gears start turning and twisting. They're going to come after you with all kinds of stuff that they think are just terrible. But one of the first thing that they pulled up is an article in the speech that I gave about men being men, about men having to step up, about us old farts teaching the young farts that they have to step up. They have to be fathers. They have to be, you know, husbands. They have to be leaders in the community. They need to be men. And for some reason, they took such an offense at that because they left the women out. I even said at the top of the speech, this is for men only. I don't want women to be men. I like women that are women. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Right. Men be men, women be... Yeah, it's for some reason, yeah, they've got this aversion. They've got this allergy to men or something like that. But you know what it comes down to is, it's like, I mean, this is just a work of the devil, man, because, you know, man was created in the image of God, you know, and then woman was created out of the image of God. So, you know, but they don't like the order of this.
No.
They don't like the order of it. And so they're going to have a little hissy fit when the brothers get together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's just, it's amazing to me. It's almost like it's a put down, because they think that we think that they need to be taken care of. They don't need to be taken care of. But our job is to take care of our families. Our job is to take care of our wives, especially as Christians. Our job is to be the spiritual head of the household. It's not a dictatorship. They see everything almost as an affront to womanhood, which is really asinine, because they don't even believe in womanhood, do they?
No. Especially it's like when we're in an age where they're the ones insisting that you can't misgender people. It's like you feminists, you're forfeiting your womanhood. You can't even respect a person. Can't even respect you as a woman. It's like, and you know, the thing is, yes, our women, they're not as strong as men, but it's not like we're, you know, and a man was given dominion. But a man is not supposed to be domineering. We use our strength to be protected, because you've got some men out there who are going to be knuckleheads and do give women a reason to have these resentments toward men. I get it. I totally understand. But, you know, prejudice is a bad thing, and we shouldn't broad brush. But, you know, these women, you know, a lot of men who do these things like open a door for a woman or say, hey, can I get your bags for you on an airplane or something like that? We're not doing it because we think that they're too weak or dumb or whichever to do it for themselves. We do it out of a sense of value. It's like, look, I don't know you. You don't know from one human being to another. I would just like to extend some camaraderie or like a, you know, some sort of brief friendship just for the moment, you know. But I guess even that is taboo now.
Yeah, it's really, it's funny how for years, what were we told in the 70s, right? You know, how to treat a woman. And yeah, there was women's lib and it was all that other stuff. But still, there was an expectation. Matter of fact, I used to have a big joke back then. I'd always say, you know, I'm supposed to be more sensitive to you. I'm supposed to allow you, you know, not hover over you, allow you to do your own thing. But when there's only one seat on the bus, you want me to give it to you, right? I mean, that's it. Because you're a woman. I mean, okay, I got it. No problem.
And what 70s are you talking about? Like the 1570s? The chivalrous era? I don't know
the whole thing about the 1970s was, it was so confusing. They wanted us to be men. They wanted us to get in touch with our feminine side. They want us to be all about women's lib. It's like, really? You think today is confusing? My God, so look at some of the movies from the 70s. That's confusing. You know what I mean?
Indeed, man. Yeah, speaking of like the 70s, of like different centuries and stuff like that, can you imagine like ballroom disco? You know, like, you know, like, you know, some early
colonial... Can you say those words together in the same sentence? Ballroom disco?
I did. And didn't even, you know, have a stroke. I was able to say that. That's because, you know, I'm keeping like everything like serene and straight, where I can say complicated things like that, you know, out of this fancy mug that I got.
You got that. Oh, good for you.
You jealous? Right? Yeah. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous of my fancy mug, man.
And you too can get one. You know, there's a dozen ways to get it. We'll talk about it after. But yeah, I want you to know something. That is the most expensive mug ever made in the state of California. And the reason being, it's that when it was sent out, I know nobody really cares about this, but it's kind of funny. When it was sent out, the meter thing for the labels was stuck on the wrong number. So it sent them all out with the wrong amount of postage on it. So they came back, and the guy was like, no, now you got to do this. You got to pay this, you got to do this. I'm like, oh, come on. I made an honest mistake here. Now, give me a break. No. The Postal Service, not very forgiving people. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes. Well, I appreciate the hassle, man, because I'm
grateful. It's just hilarious. I just find it really, really, really funny. And anyhow, all right. No, I'm looking at so many stories here, and it just drives me nuts. And because again, when you start looking at what's going on, especially here in California, the you really do. You want to sit there, and you want to go, oh my God, you got to get your kids out of here. I mean, the stuff that they're subjecting kids to in this state, and they're trying to keep, parents from ruling over the kids. Like, right now, they're claiming that not allowing your child, all right, this is going to send you into orbit, so don't have any liquid in your mouth, not allowing your child to decide for themselves at any age to go through the transgender, go through the change, the shift, or whatever, is unconstitutional. Okay, because you're not allowing them their rights. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so why don't we just replace the Supreme Court with 7-year-olds? I mean, isn't that kind of what they're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, see, that's what I'm talking about, Joe. You know, these feminists out there, you know, they want to get out there with their pride and I'm woman, hear me roar and all that sort of stuff, while they're allowing the distinction of their gender to be erased. You know, they're allowing it to be appropriated. It's like, you can just go ahead. And, I mean, what woman, if feminism is so great and being a woman is just this most empowering thing, why would they encourage a woman to have an out of it? You're going to encourage a girl to, like, forfeit her femininity, you know, and become something else? That's not a very good way to promote the value of womanhood.
We got to go for a break. You're on the roll, and you're right. We got to go for a break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares that we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol will go forward despite the GOP promises to boycott the investigation. She says she won't let Republican antics derail the probe. On Wednesday, she rejected two of GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the panel. two that are close to former President Trump, Jim Banks and Jim Jordan.
The other two made statements and took actions that just made it ridiculous to put them on such a committee seeking the truth.
So far, Pelosi isn't saying whether she'll decide to appoint other members to the panel. McCarthy says none of this matters.
This is a sham committee that's just politically driven by Speaker Pelosi.
He said the GOP may do their own probe, even though the minority doesn't have the power to set up a committee. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Terms or sign them differently and really don't know what it, you know. It,
hold on, we're going in. Hold on. We are back. Thank God the mics aren't hot for the brain. That's all you have. Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to Double C, the show. And it is a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time. I know sometimes it doesn't feel that way, it doesn't sound that way, but I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows that you could be listening to. Let me bring him in. Alfonso Rachel joins me, who lovingly referred to as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zopium Den, and co-host of Soul Food Radio.
That's right. Come and get that cornbread.
Oh, here we go.
Virtual cornbread.
Okay,
man.
You know what we should have renamed the show? We should have renamed the show Cornbread and Cannolis. What do you think? What's he laughing for?
I like it. That's pretty good. Home. That sounds delicious.
Definitely drives everything home, right?
Right.
Oh, God. All right, so... See, you get me off on these tangents, and I forget what the heck I was talking about. And it's not hard to drag me around like that, too, really, seriously.
Right. And guess which one of us actually likes the cornbread and the cannolis? I love cannolis, by the way.
Yeah. That would be...
Don't be racist. Don't be racist.
Oh,
that's food racism. Wait, foodism. No,
that ain't right. So, you love this. So, you know, I was on Vimeo for years. I mean, I was a paying customer, if you're listening, Vimeo. I paid my bill every year on time. The whole idea was, and for some of you who don't know, Vimeo is a video platform, and it's more of a private platform. It doesn't necessarily, you know, reach out to the masses. So you put your videos up there, you do it live, the whole nine yards, and they store the videos for you, and everybody's happy. So, I don't know what it was, a year ago, a little over a year ago, I get this little notice that says, hey, you've broken our, you've violated our terms and agreements on our 700-page thing, and don't keep it up or we'll have to pull your page. Okay, all right. They didn't like something I said about COVID back then. So then I did, about a week later, I had another show that was around COVID, and they had a doctor on it, which is simply talking about what they know and what they didn't know and that kind of stuff. So I get this notice that says, your video from 2017 talks about this. It, right? So I'm sitting there going, okay, let me find something here. I know I can find something if I look. So they sent me this notice. This is like a Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And it says, this is your second strike. If you keep it up, we'll have to pull your channel. God's gospel truth. About an hour later.
Oh, I know.
okay? Uh-huh. I get my video from the day before have broken all the rules. You don't have anything to say. This is not reversible. You are done. Page gone. Have a nice life. Seven years of videos gone, right? So I'm pounded away. I'm doing the email thing like, you know, I'm smoking up the keyboard going, no, wait a minute. This ain't right. I paid for this. I still paid for this. I got 2 months left on it. You know, I want this. I want that. And after fighting with them for a couple of weeks, they sent me a link to all these videos. Okay, you're 48 hours, ready for this, to pull down 7 years of videos. I mean, can you imagine the bandwidth you'd have to do that? Anyway, I said all that to say this. Now what's happening is they're doing it to other people.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're getting lawsuits brought against them. They targeted, of all people, see, catch this now, they targeted an ex-gay Christian because he was talking about how prayer and God and the Bible and belief in the Almighty made him, well, I won't say made him, but he realized that he's straight again. Is that what we're calling it now? Yeah, I'm from the 1970s. I don't know the terms they're using. But, you know, and he wants to get married and all this other stuff. And he just went, this is him sharing his heart. Well, they didn't like that. And he's gone.
So let me see. It's okay if you transition from straight to gay, but you can't transition from gay to straight.
I don't know the way to put it. I guess so.
Man, I feel you, man. I know what you're talking about because they did the same thing to me on Facebook. I ditched Facebook. It was long overdue, man. Long overdue for me to just drop Facebook. I dropped it earlier this year because even last year, man, I had enough. You know, they've been doing it to me for years anyway. But bringing up stuff from like 2013, it's like you did this, and it's like people what flagging my stuff from 2013. You know, so
I couldn't find that. We're looking for it,
right? Oh man, but they do. You know, these obsessive nuts that go on there and just looking for anything that they can butthurt about and they just want to throw it in your face. And the funny thing about it, man, these hypocrites will sit there and judge you for stuff that you did. Like I said, you know, whether you did it from 2017 or whether I did it from, you know, from years past and things that happened in America from years past. But you better not bring up somebody's past like George Floyd. What are you looking at their past for? Who cares what they did in their past? This is right now. It's like, well, you guys are going in and digging through our past and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like, where does the hypocrisy stop?
That's right. Oh, my God. You hit a home run with that one. Right? You know, and this is something I've always, you try to put out there, but nobody wants to hear it, right? If people understood the history of George Floyd, now, you and I as Christians, we believe in forgiveness when somebody is truly repentant of. Mm-hmm. Right, but here's a guy who had a history of violence, a history of, you know, violence against not just, you know, robbery, but against women. I mean, we got a whole list of everything he did, mm-hmm. And this is the guy they're going to hold up in high esteem as a hero. Now, I don't believe the guy did this. I just believe it was great coincidence. But you heard about his mural being hit by lightning, right?
No, I was just going to say the guy's got murals all over the place, but
no, the big mural in his at the memorial for him, you know, the one that they set up for everybody to come by. I guess they kneel to it or they touch it and pray over it or whatever. Anyway, it was hit by lightning. It destroyed the thing, right?
Ooh.
I mean, God's sitting there going, okay, I have had enough of this. You've walked by three churches, two synagogues, and a whatever, and you going to see this? Well, okay, I'm done.
Man.
But how does that happen? How does it, you know, I know Revelation talks about, you know, it'll be a time when right is wrong and wrong is right. Are we there?
Man, I think so. But I shudder to think how bad it's got to get, Joe. I shudder to think. Man.
Yeah, I know, right? If he doesn't come back by this Tuesday, it's got to get pretty bad.
Yeah. And I mean, because when he's talking about, you know, it'll be like the days of Noah. I mean, the days of Noah had to be pretty flipping rotten, man, for God's sake. I'm drowning everything. I'm drowning all your guys. Just on my nerves. It's like, oh, man, I don't know how bad that could look like. I don't want to know.
I'm going to wash the sin. I think I saw it. I'm going to wash the sin right out of this place.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and when that thing comes, man, it's like, yeah, we don't want to be here, man. It's like we want to be partying in the sky. We don't want to be, you know, left here while that tribulation thing goes down. I don't want none of it.
I mean, we can pick on the Democrats all we want to, but the reality is that, you know, I was thinking about this the other day doing the show and writing some notes for it. look at how much we've turned away. And again, what do you want to call it? I call it God. I believe it's only God. But what do you want to call it? God, Mother Nature, solid moral. I mean, I don't know what you want to call it. But the bottom line is, think of everything that the left wants us to turn our back on. Right and wrong, boy and girl, male and female. You know, when you can go in and steal stuff from a store. Why? Because they have insurance. And it's okay because they need to feed somebody. Even our Christian friends that I talk to that think it's okay to steal if you have a need. It's like, I can't. Is that like the 13th commandment? Thou shalt only steal if thou art hungry? How does that work?
Yeah, those exceptions or those loopholes. Like, God's pretty airtight with his law. You can't just be finding loopholes or justifying your sins, you know, or, you know, that's why the Lord says, hey, don't be taking my name in vain. If I tell you that this is a sin, don't be like assuming that I would be okay with it because of whatever exceptions that you're going to put on it because of these circumstances or this situation or something like that. It's like, God, don't play that.
No, it's and I don't want to sound like I'm depressed or sad, because I'm not. I'm actually feeling bad for the people that don't get it, that have been brought into, sucked into the world's way of doing things, and all of a sudden they're afraid to take a stand, a fear, again. They're afraid to take a stand because they're afraid of being beat up by the outside. There was this college professor on YouTube that was talking about, you know, he's retired now, so he doesn't care. He said, look, there are a lot of us out there. We're just afraid. We're afraid to lose, you know, our pensions, our tenure, our this or that, nothing. And I'm thinking, what a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, Joe, it's there's a lot of ways that this isn't funny, man. And it's not to be calloused or laughing at anybody because they're hungry, maybe even hungry enough to steal or something like that. It's not a point of that. But the problem with that is that anybody can try to make that justification. It's like, you know, at what standard do you say, okay, man, it was really okay for you to steal because you were really hungry? It's like, you know, the next person say, well, what about me? And the next person, and you're looking at that person saying, dude, you ain't got it that bad. Like here in America, we'd be talking how poor we are. It's like, we're like the richest poor people on earth. You know, so it's like, how do you even set a measure like that? So, you know, we can't just be, you know, excusing ourselves like that.
So when we come back, Her Highness Pelosi, the devout Catholic, says, hey, it's okay to force Americans to fund abortions because I'm a devout Catholic. Okay. Joe Messina, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Joe Mesquita, your host. You are listening to the Joe Mesquita Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I always appreciate your time with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, whether it's on the air, you know, catching us through the application that we have, a whole bunch of stuff. Head up to the head up to the website where you can find. I just love my people in the chat room. This is just great. Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does all the time. His name, we lovingly refer to him, is Zoe. And Zoe, you have a whole bunch of places people can find you. Buy your music. You know, people,
yeah.
Buy his music. Get off your butt. Buy his music. Buy a coffee mug. Spend some money. Right?
Well, I mean, you know, not just for the sake of, you know, being like gnomes for market commercialism and stuff like that, but it shows that, you know, conservatism and these ideas have value in the culture. That's what we're trying to do, is like show, represent, you know, because, you know, the liberals, you know, they've been making money, and all of a sudden, you know, people ain't wanting to spend money on, like, their music anymore because, you know, they get the music for free. Take advantage of that and say, well, you know what? That stuff, people may not be buying that, but we're going to buy this and show that this is the stuff that has value in the culture right here.
Well, you know what? And I don't want to beat up on Christian brothers too much, but I don't mind, really. Anyway, they go out and buy that stuff, you know, with F this in the lyrics, F that in the lyrics, and all kinds of other nasty stuff, and yet
They won't spend the 99 cents to buy your stuff or other people that we know. It's just wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just flat out wrong. You know,
or at least they'll share it. Like I say, you know, people, you know, yeah, they'll buy the music. I mean, it's still a gazillion dollar industry, but now not so much of buying these artists. They're dependent on people sharing the music and stuff like that, and like the avenue for shares. But they're still getting lots of shares. And you know, when it's you know, when you got these heathens that are able to enjoy all these shares instead of like sharing people who are trying to promote the gospel through music, and even there's a lot of people who are being very successful in, you know, relying on Christ-centered music, but you see a lot of falling away with these people too, and they're out there singing about Jesus and stuff like that, and these people are got their hands up looking for an experience, like some sort of religious spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than actually looking for the Lord Himself and knowing who He is.
Yeah, I, again, we were talking about during the break, and you got people like Don Lemon out there trying to tell me and you what Jesus is all about. I mean, the man couldn't find a Bible in a store if the most of the store was made up of Bibles. Okay, he's just not interested whatsoever. So,
right? Pretty blind, yeah.
Yeah, Sister Pelosi. She probably referring to herself. But in a press conference, one of the Catholic reporters asked her why the Democrats had blocked the bill 37 times that would turn the Hyde Amendment, which is an amendment for us not to pay for abortions, to turn it into its own law so it would be easier to incorporate. And Pelosi responded by saying, well, you know, taxpayer-funded abortions are an issue of health for many women in America. And I was telling Zoe this during the break. I said she went on to say, to defend that her Catholic faith also defends her views. All right? And she said, this is, let me see, she said, the Catholic, devout Catholic, a mother of five, I feel that God blessed my husband and me with our beautiful family. Listen, she's talking about these kids that could have been aborted, and says, look at her, this is my beautiful family. These were the kids that could have been aborted, but I did abort them because they were a blessing from God. Hello? Anybody home? So she goes, then it's not up to me to dictate what other people should do. Besides, it's an issue of fairness and justice for the poor women in our country. Who do you think she's referring to there, Phil?
I don't know. It's a, hey Nancy, what kind of ice cream are you eating there? is a vodka pecan coated. I mean, a vegan pecan praline. It's like a
$10,000 refrigerator.
Like,
well, anyway, go ahead.
Come on, man. How do you go from one sense of blessing God to something that you could abort at any time? It's like if a kid is a blessing from God, then you would make it legal for to be aborted. And I guess somehow, I don't know, the circumstance determines whether a kid is a human being and created in the image of God or not. It's like, how does that work? You know, I mean, it's a rhetorical question, of course. But it's like, seriously, Democrats, how do you do that? How do you selectively son child as a human being and when it's not? And not only that, you got these people like Nancy Pelosi. I'm pretty sure, hey, maybe I knows anything about love, which I don't think she does. But it's like, okay, Nancy, if it's not a human being in your womb, well, when did you name your kids? Did you name them after they were born or before they were born? When did you decide that you loved it? Did you love them? Did you begin to love them before they were born or after they were born? How are you going to just love a clump of cells? Why would you even name a clump of cells? You know, so it's like the hypocrisy and the selective application of these people is just... And it don't matter whether it's a person who's a Catholic or an atheist or even these so-called Christians think that God is okay with abortion. He understands the circumstance. So I think a woman has a right to choose. All these hypocrites, you know, but the Lord, hey, he'll tell you about hypocrites.
I love this stuff. When these people come out with this kind of thing, I just can't do anything but roll around laughing. Because they throw out bits and pieces of scripture. Then listen to what she just said. She talks about the blessings she got from God and these five kids or six kids, however many she had there. And yet, I guess what she's saying, it's okay to kill the blessing from God. Right? I mean, sure, we always always want to destroy the gifts that God gives us. That makes so much sense. But
I mean, I understand their argument. Like, say, for instance, if you know, if somebody was sexually assaulted or molested or something like that, it's like, how do you call? Trust me, being sexually assaulted is not a gift from God. Amen. Life is, though. That's the bottom line. No, it's like no, and these godless liberals can try to twist it however they want. No Christian pro-lifer agrees will agree to rape or freaking molestation or anything like that as a gift from God. That's not where we're coming from. Life, no. Period. That's it. You, according to God, you do these sort of things. That's punishable by death to God. So God doesn't take that as a gift. But the child. How is it their fault? You can't put the blame on the kid. The kid didn't do anything wrong. You don't punish the kid for somebody else's transgression. So, you know.
You know what bothers me most about all of this, though? Nobody ever talks about adoption anymore. If you can't afford that child, if you already got 15 kids, I mean, whatever the situation is, give the baby up for adoption. Give that precious life up for adoption. But now adoption is kind of like, now we're putting a woman in chains because she's tied to that bed for 9 months till she gives birth. And then she has the mindset that she'll always wonder where that child is. Well, when you kill the baby, don't you always wonder where the child is? What it would have turned out to be? 42% of women that have abortions later on in life suffer deep depression over that kind of thing. Hello? But you'll never hear them talk about that.
Great. Yeah, unreal. Yeah, that's an excellent point, man. And you know, is that there's so much red tape surrounding adoption anyway. It just makes abortion look like the more expedient and viable option. You know,
about a couple hours, you finish.
That's
having a tooth pulled.
That's actually
a congressman said it was like having a tooth pulled. Who was it? It was the famous one, the one that thought she was an Indian. What was her name? She really said that once. She said it's like having a tooth pulled. Like, oh, really? Okay.
Hey,
put it under your pillow. See if the fairy comes. I don't know. Anyway, Kamala Harris. I mean, I'm starting to believe that God's getting a little soft here. You know what I'm saying? So Kamala Harris last week, she invoked the name of Jesus and no lightning hit. So I'm confused, but she invoked the name of Jesus and one of his commandments to love thy neighbor. And she was pushing the, you know, that everybody should get the shot, right? She goes, I do believe that the act of getting vaccinated is the very essence of what the Bible tells us. Now she's a preacher. What the Bible tells us, when it says, love thy neighbor. Now, she says, but what we know is, it means when we walk about love thy neighbor, it may be the person next door. It may be the man on the side of the road. It may be the perfect stranger. And in face of that stranger that you see and what this is all about, so you need to get vaccinated, and that is the ultimate way to show that you love your neighbor. No lightning. I'm totally despondent here.
I tell you what, man, it's not that God has gone soft. It's not that. You know, like, remember back in the day where you would, like, you know, rub your carpet and you would go to shock something? That's what God is doing. God is just like, he's still just, man, I'm gathering me up a good one. I'm going to give me a good one, man. And it's like, when he goes to unload on Kamala Harris, that's what it's going to be like. Just like all the rest of these godless liberals, man, this is what they do. They keep talking about loving their neighbor, but they always leave out the part of loving the Lord your God.
Yep.
With all your heart, mind, and strength. She leaves that part out. You have to love the Lord first in order to know what this love is, in order to love your neighbor. And taking something, now, like I said, she's squaring up with the Word of God when she's talking about this vaccine, in that it is reflective of the mark of the beast. Yeah, so, I'm not saying that the so-called vaccine is the mark, but if it looks like it and it smells like it, you might not want to do it.
I'm starting to think the mark of the beast is the code they're going to give you to be able to buy with the vaccine. Prove you have it to buy. Anyway, where can they find you quick? Bronze Serpent Media, right?
BronzeSerpentMedia.com. That's Bronze Serpent Media. Yeah.
There you go. That was easy. All right, people, you got me for the whole hour, and I am irritated. We'll be back.